Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello and welcome to Packers POV, a podcast that aims to shine a light on the human behind the helmet. I'm your host, Taylor Rogers, and we are here inside historic Lambeau Field. Today's guest was a three-time academic All-American at Auburn. He also earned All-SEC honors as a kicker, finishing second in school history in field goals made and scoring. I'm pleased to welcome Green Bay Packers kicker Anders Carlson. How's it going, Anders?
We're good. How you doing?
It's doing good to be well, here. Man.
Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you, and thanks for taking time out of a busy week to join, man.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to do anything else right now, so we're here and we're excited.
Excellent. Well, I know you've only been here a matter of months, but back at Auburn, you obviously had some family ties to the SEC, as we mentioned in that intro.
Yeah.
And even a Auburn versus Alabama rivalry built into your family.
Absolutely. So obviously my brother went to Auburn before me, but it goes a lot deeper than that, right? So it really starts with my grandparents on my mom's side. My grandpa was a baseball player there at University of Alabama, so the rival school. Typically, I don't even say that name. And then my grandma was a cheerleader, and then it bled down to my mom going there and meeting my dad, who was a tennis player from Sweden. So that's where I get my Swedish name, Anders Carlson, and all that. But they all went to Alabama, and then the dark sheep, Daniel, my brother, decided to go to the rival school. And a couple of years later, you know, I followed him. So it makes it fun. Thanksgivings were interesting in my family. And, we love the Iron Bowl, to say the least.
Now, Daniel, your older brother, as you mentioned, crossed paths with you at Auburn for 1 year.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was awesome. It was a huge help to me. So I redshirted his last year, his fifth year. And, you know, I got to be on the field with him, practice every day. Obviously, he was getting the game reps. But just learning how to be a college athlete, I think, coming from high school, you know, you're just doing high school stuff. And now college, you're on your own. You're going to class by yourself. And you got a schedule. You got to go eat. I was trying to gain some weight back then. So there's all these things that you're trying to do. And he definitely just helped me get to know those older guys quicker. You know, they see my face and it looks exactly like Daniel's. So they would just invite me into whatever. And getting close with the team for sure.
Do you and did you get Daniel a ton?
A lot, yeah. it's funny, our head coach, Gus Malzahn, great guy, great coach too, would call me Daniel for the most part till like my last 2 years, just because he had Daniel for so long. And so if we're like practicing for a fake, he'd be like, all right, Daniel's going to throw it. And like everyone would start dying laughing because it was just kind of a running joke. So
at that point, you can't even correct him.
No. But it was awesome to see my last year. So, I mean, I was at Auburn for a while, but those last few years, I think Daniel came to a game or maybe a spring scrimmage and a couple people called him my name. So it reversed like the last little bit. So, but it is, you know, just being brothers, looking so alike and being at the same place, people get mixed up sometimes.
And Daniel is now an all-pro kicker for the Raiders, which, ironically enough, on the schedule, week 5, you guys travel to Las Vegas and face off against one another. What was that like?
Man, it was awesome. Monday Night Football. First of all, I mean, that's an awesome experience, no matter who you're playing. And to be paired up against the Raiders and my brother, man, it was special for our family. We had 27 people there. Pre-game was just, it was a surreal experience because you're warming up right next to your brother, someone you've kicked with and hung out with so much of your life. And so it's one of those things, like, you can't think about it too much while you're warming up and getting ready for the big game, but definitely took a few moments, messed around. We decided to get the split jerseys for my parents, right? Green Bay is probably not going to play the Raiders. I don't know the schedules, but for another 5, 8 years, 10 years, whatever it is. So it was the time to do it. And my brother from Sweden, So there's three brothers. My oldest brother lives in Sweden. He came with his son, and then we had, you know, my wife's family, his wife's family. We had people from Colorado come in, and so, you know, we've talked in pregame, and then after we all kind of gathered up after the, you know, outside the stadium, and we talked for 30 minutes. But there's so many people too. You know, it was a quick 5 minutes, hanging out, us three brothers, and then they were off. I was back to Green Bay. Niels, my oldest brother, was back to Sweden, and Daniel was getting ready for next week. So
on to the next.
Yeah.
Obviously, as a team, you're traveling in the sky. It's got to be an interesting perspective for you because you actually have a degree in professional flight. How did you get into flying?
that's a good story, too. I studied my undergrad in professional flight at Auburn, with great degree. The funny thing is I didn't know it was a thing. I committed to Auburn, and I went to Auburn planning on doing just business, just figuring out, you know, just going that route and seeing where it takes me. And I was eating some wings at a restaurant, and the airport manager was there. And he was like, hey, man, do you want to come check out the airport? It's right here, like 5 minutes away. So I hopped in a random guy's truck, and he took me to the airport, showed me the airplanes. He's like, you know, you can do this as a degree. Like, I'd encourage you. There's a football player doing it right now. Just think about it. And so I'd always loved traveling. My mom is actually a flight attendant. So I've loved traveling. My dad's family's in Sweden, so we fly to go see them sometimes. And I was like, heck, maybe I'll try to do this. And so I signed up. I switched my major like right before classes started, and then kind of just grew to love it over time. Like the first few weeks, I was just in over my head and no idea what I was doing. You're in there with an instructor, so they're helping you fly, and I've accumulated like 500 hours now. Got my instructor license, so if any Packer fans want their pilot's license, I can help them get there. Not right now, not in season, but at some point in time, maybe.
Well, we'll point to your Instagram and maybe people can send some DMs as to how to get in the plane with you.
Yeah.
But that story of how you got into flying is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what a moment of happenstance. You're eating wings and all of a sudden you're at an airport with a stranger.
Yeah, yeah. And it was awesome because the punter on the team, who was a little older than me, he was doing it. I didn't know him, though, at the time. And then the center, who became one of my best friends, you know, roommates in college, so same class, He's doing as well. So we did it through college together and managed to land safely every time we did it too. So
that's the important part.
Yeah, absolutely.
And was your mom pretty excited about your decision to go into flying?
Yeah, absolutely. She loved it. I've gotten to take her up flying a couple times. And Auburn is really paired with Delta, so it is kind of funny because they're so close to Atlanta. But she's United, so there's all these like programs, and I'm technically in the Delta program. Called Delta Propel, but she's trying to, you know, lure me over United. But I don't know. I'm not really thinking about this stuff right now, obviously. So, but it's fun how excited and involved she can get.
That's super fun. And are there any other special guests you've taken up in the sky?
Yeah. The most special guest has to be my girlfriend at the time, who turned into my wife. That was our second date. So we took her over the lake at Auburn and just kind of showed her around with my instructor. That was a fun for our second date. And then, I've taken up both brothers. My dad's too scared to go with me, so he's my only family member who hasn't gone. And then, just a couple of friends. Took up the Auburn video staff for some, like, cool videos and whatever we could do, for sure.
Well, that's a pretty special second date, I would say. How did that come to be, and what was that like when you were in it?
We met at a Halloween party, and, I thought she was a good-looking girl, and so I asked her out on a second date. I asked her, I was like, hey, I fly every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'd love to take you flying. Like, you can come with my instructor and me, and we can just go, wake up one morning and just fly around Auburn and kind of check out the scenes. And she was all for it, and I was kind of surprised. And we actually canceled because of the weather a couple times, so she thought I was, like, just playing with her, just messing around. But eventually we got that flight up, and it was a really, really fun experience. She sat backseat, didn't talk a lot, so I was like, I don't know, is she into me or not? But, no, it led to a third date, too. So, obviously, that led to us now being married last June, and so it was an incredible story.
That's a really memorable experience for you guys now, I'm sure, looking back.
Yeah, yeah. I think she took a few pictures. We can always look back on those and remember the good old days.
Yeah, and I know when you guys were not up in the sky or you playing football, you were serving the community. I read about both of you volunteering and going to work with kids in that area and helping them.
Yeah, we were very blessed just to be at Auburn and just the support you get there and just the involvement that you kind of pushed into. And sometimes you get so so busy you get caught up, but I think there's a lot of opportunities. And man, I think our favorite thing we did was just we would always go and read to elementary schools, and we have special ties to one elementary school back at Auburn, so we go at least twice a year and read to those kids and just connect with them. And I was going through some injuries at the time as a kicker. It's kind of crazy. I tore my ACL and then I broke my shoulder back-to-back years. And so it was funny to go to those because the kids were so excited to talk to an Auburn player because, you know, for them that's so special. And I was trying to tell them that my wife was a real athlete. She was a Tiger Paw, which is like the dance team there. But they would get so focused in on football, and then slowly they'd get asking about injuries or like bad days and stuff, and just the impact. You could be like, hey, like whether it's faith related for me or, you know, just getting close to your family and just kind of making the best of, you know, a bad moment or just making, you know, making someone's day. I think those moments impacted those kids, hopefully.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Off the top, we talked about some of your accolades. We did not mention you becoming a member of the Good Works team, which is essentially college football's community service all-star team. Does that stand out to you apart from the other ones?
I would say, yeah, in a special way. Man, just being a part of that, it's an honor. I think there's so many guys that deserve that because I don't know. I don't even remember how you get nominated for that, but there's so many guys on my team that I deserve that award too, but the impact you can do with those elementary school kids, with after school programs, FCA, all the things we did, tornado relief too. We had some tough tornadoes in the area, and so I guess, you know, after all these years, looking back at the impact me and my teammates were able to make, it was really special. And I think the coolest part about that Good Works team was just getting with other guys from other schools and kind of just talking with them and seeing the impact they've made. So.
Your brother Daniel, who we've mentioned, was also a member of the Good Works team while he was at Auburn. Mm-hmm. And one of the people that worked with you both, Jamie Cole, a well-known coach for kickers, had this to say about you. I think Anders has a lot of talent. He's got a chance because of the people around him. Who is he referring to?
I think he's referring to everyone. I think it's interesting going to those kind of award ceremonies because some of that's always stuck out. I never won any. But people said, like, you know, my name might be on this plaque, but it took an army to get here. And I think that rings true in my life for sure. I mean, just from the early age of someone that comes to mind is Chris Coughlin, who's kind of our coach in Colorado who got us into kicking. Our high school needed a kicker, and so Daniel stepped up thanks to Coach Coughlin. So, I mean, without him and just the coaches at TCA, and then, yeah, Jamie Cole kind of helping us. He's an elite kicking coach and technique stuff, but then also getting recruited to college and then training with him while you're in college, and then just, you know, coaches at Auburn, you know, teammates. There's so many people that go into this, but yeah, I think you got to believe in yourself, but there's also got to be people outside that believe in you, and I'm very thankful for those people.
Between Coach Coughlin and the man that found you eating wings and guided you into flying, you've had some wild run-ins with people that have really shaped your journey.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, I think I'm so thankful for my journey. I think for me, you know, that's just a God story. I think, you know, I couldn't do it on my own. So, yeah, it's funny. I got to see Coach Coughlin in Denver and Coach Berberg, my head coach, a lot of them, and just say, like, hey, look where we are. You know, who knows where we'll be in a day from now, 5 years from now. But this is a special moment kind of to sit here and reflect because we were playing Friday Night Lights. What, 6 years ago, and who would have known we'd be here?
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've left your mark to this point at a lot of different stops. What do you want your mark to be here in Green Bay?
I think here in Green Bay, right, is you're in the NFL, so I want to be known as a great kicker. who helps his team reach its goals. You know, I'm not going to be that guy that's going to score touchdowns, you know, but I do hope, you know, I can win games just by a small fraction of, you know, all those guys do all that work and I can just be that period mark or the exclamation point at the end of the sentence and just make an impact to our goals here at Green Bay. But off the field is really important to me too. Like, I think we've been talking about that, and just, man, these fans are incredible. through OTAs and just the bike rides and now into season, man, these fans are different. So just getting closer with them and just telling them how much we appreciate them. They're special. They're always there waiting for you after a game, and man, they've surprised me, to say the least.
Well, thank you so much, Anders, for taking the time to join us. Really appreciate it, man.
Awesome. Yes, sir. It's good to be here. Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Packers POV. To learn more about Anders, visit his Instagram, Anders_Carlson6. Take care and see you next time.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.